last week to do some therapy with your host, Tori K. Montaigne.
We am back.
This is episode 7. I want to say thank you guys for tuning in each and every week. And every week, not big enough, big up my supporters and all these things. Yes. So today, you know, we have Mr. Baxter.
I told you, I'm back.
Back in the house, yes.
Y'all miss me, don't talk to it. Don't miss me. You know, can't text her until I say you don't miss me. You know, we must come on more often and all these things.
You know, I think at this rate, I'm going to just make him a co-host every single week.
Yeah. The people, because them going like it. The people, them going to be happy.
Because, you know, not that I am bashing my other, you know, guests that I'm supposed to have on the show, but I'm not always busy. And Rafi was available, so I'm like, why the hell not?
Oh, you mean, yeah.
Why not?
Availability.
Yes. Anyways, so the topic for this evening is pre-arranged marriage versus modern dating. Which one would you prefer? So, Mr. Baxter.
All right. Let me tell you what I'm going to speak firstly on behalf of the ugly people out there. Ugly people committee, stand up. Stand up with me now, ugly people committee. Because guess what?
I think nobody ever stand up.
Some people know they're ugly.
All of my supporters, they're
not ugly. Sorry. Yes, because me have ugly people over my podcast. And we're going to stand together in our ugliness. Because we all in this together.
Anyway.
Let me tell you.
All I want to look good. I have a good clean body friend them.
Yeah, but it's all right.
I have a good and some male friend them.
Yeah, so we don't have no problem. Let me talk on behalf of the ugly people. Cause we know how it goes. Yeah, cause on a good day I'm like that's 9, but we can't even lie upon podcast. On a good day I'm like 8.5. Yeah.
God
know why I'm never blessed with abs, cause hey, I just become an abs and then something put myself so low. Okay, out of 10, girl, if me ever have
but
abs 10.
Good.
I say if me ever have abs 10.
If I 8.5, I put just
God know making neck. God know me that too full of myself. God know me can give me abs now. God knows I'm gonna see. You say I'm coming to church? No shirt.
Alright, answer the question. Jesus, please don't
fine,
have me, brother.
Fine. Alright, so for me, personally, you know, I'd like to have a saying who it is that I'm going to marry and all these wonderful things. But, so I'd like to have a saying who I'd like to marry and all these wonderful things. But, I know everybody look on things the way they think about it. You know, for all those persons out there, who are you? Can we not say, yo, is a younger set of people out there now listening. So listen to me now. How much time whenever I go out there and your parents never like we are talked to? And they be like, yo,
put your hands in me.
Him never, that the boy that him not worth it. Or that the girl that him not chabas that boy. You can't, we are can't come into my house. Talk to you. Whole heap of time out there and the parents not like the person I talk to. No. If your parents are like my parents, I know she ain't gonna pick no chabas gonna give me talk to you. Yo, my mother have taste no. What I be like, nope, The only thing me think should have probably boring. I only downside me see if my mother not go pick. If my mother not go pick, me feel like she go boring. She not gonna have no vibe. She gonna be like, oh, you know, church.
Yeah, she gonna look for somebody and, in the church.
Yeah, she gonna be like church and that's it. Church and Bible study and all these wonderful
things. Yeah, when things wanna, yeah, they do me off, be like
Google, right. Me don't know if I necessarily like that department.
Right, she just wants to stick to one thing, like,
right? But me sure she that cute. Yeah, man.
And
her
standards them with her up.
And her standards with her up. She come from a nice little family. Mm. And would I know say, yo, when me married another family, they not give me no stress. They not give me no nothing like that. You know what stress it I go through if sometime we just say, yo, moms, dads, pick for me, man. Let me see what.
Honestly, I can't disagree with you as a female because me I tell you, say, even me just dating, right? Like I have persons that you know you just date, like no, getting on a serious relationship. You know, just go on a couple of dates and
right.
It just never work out. I'm probably just done friend or whatever. I just lose communication. But then the one them now where decide say, yeah, me go, you know, decide fit. Me have you wonder.
Them do thing.
Me have you wonder. Something wrong with me? Why me always I get the crosses them like?
You have to be like drunk or why you do it? Why you do it, drunk?
No, but me have to call myself a drunk cross so why me do it? Because me like, what me see na you so? Why you did come to me oh so nice and whatever? Make me even take you up on my head, not only for you turn out to be this.
And 90% of the time, your parents see that come.
Yeah, that is the thing to call. Hey, man, I will like to, you know, my mother is like this big old detective. So, like, she will meet a person, she be like, she sit down and she talk to me and she ask me certain questions. And I said, no, mommy, nothing like that. And she said, you're sure?
It is like,
And it come like so when everything busts out, no, me, I like, rotted.
She was right.
So, mommy was right all along. Why didn't I listen?
Yeah, because a whole heap of time will go through a whole heap of them. So, like, as much as me know, say, half an hour, I'll be like, no, I want to choose my. How much time I choose already? Talk truth. No. How much of them I go through already so far? And if you're the truth, like, I mean, no, guess what? When your parents choose now, they're not going to pick nothing new. Me tell you what happened. You know them people who them I talk to a long time, them family friend.
Yeah.
And they have this daughter, them have this son.
And
your mother and father watch them grow up and they be like, that boy, you grow good enough. And them, the people, they're not going to choose. As me say, 90% of the time, they're boring. Because for them, grow good kind of boring, you know. But.
And it's not even just that. When your parents choose that, say for instance, alright, arrange it from now small. Like how in that Indian culture they would have done it from their small kids.
Oh well.
Most of the times it comes to a stage where if all of them have arguments, it's like you can't hash it out with a person fair and square. It's like the whole of the family involved. Yes, and then sometimes too, you have to look at it too. Sometimes even though you're out there and choose your own partner, you pick up crosses. Sometimes too, the person who your parents choose for you can be crosses too. So even when you know, having an argument or whatever, you know, so the relationship might, you know, there a point now where it just not work. You're going to still try and stay because guess what? You're trying to please your parents or you're trying to please your family because everybody's so invested in this relationship. You're like, you don't want to disappoint them. You know, you want it to work same way.
Well, true, but there's a other side to that too. You can find out somebody a dirty dog and your parents can't cuss about it because of them set you up in the first place. Because how much time you're out there and you find out so the boy or the girl a dirty somebody and then your parents be like, but I told you though. Like, me never like that somebody from man. And me didn't know so that somebody never good. You can't say so because of them pick. So anyhow, find out say, yo, push come to shove, the person was not who they claim to be. We can't put that upon the parents and be like, hello. You know, sweetie, that if you reverse the roles and be like, mommy, the girl where you choose a dirty girl, where you find the girl from? Where you find the junk? Put her back. Carry her back.
But as you even talk about that, right? I was talking to this guy for about a good 3 months or so, and mommy did kind of dump him. She want me too, but me never ready for she meet him.
Same yet. Thing.
So anyways, she finally meet the youth. Jesus Christ. She like the youth and everything, you know. Jesus Christ. The boy go to sit now and he's like, mommy, just turn right off.
Mm-hmm.
And she all go to investigation.
Jesus.
And she find out sitting about him and she run, come back and she tell me, like, she didn't tell me to break up with the youth, you know, but she just did say, yo.
Be careful. Like,
whatever.
This is happening.
And he come and like, say, everything when she go find, everything just start reload.
Damn! Yes, and hear that if you don't want to talk to Tori, no, so you don't have a detective.
No!
What do you with? Yeah.
My mother? My friend, them, and my mother?
That's how I can know, so
you. Big detective, them, there. You see, all one of my friend, them? Ha! She had the biggest detective. Me say, man, she tell me so, sitting in my face, I say, where you get this? Come here, one of my friends. Somebody says she a village lawyer.
Oh, of course, yeah. My friends are like that. My friends are, like, me have to give them props. Normally, when I go talk to someone, and I'm be like, you know, say, yo, me like X and Y. And then be like, yo, give me a couple minutes. You mean X and Y from upper X and Y? Me be like, wait.
What? Big old history, you're like.
Me like, who did that with X and Y, X and Y? Me be like, oh.
It's good, oh. And I really like it to some extent. But the good part about it is that everybody who is a detective in my circle, them know when to back off as you know, tourists didn't need to make a decision. So
like me appreciate it. Me like know me.
Me appreciate it too. Come me like know me going at to finish say alright then.
Me like know she didn't have six man before this and the sixth man did come from X place. And even though she did do this, I wanna watch do this, I wanna so when them something happening, I saw me write them now. All right, capable of giving bone check. Yeah, man.
But yeah, you have to do.
Yeah, I say you have to do.
Honestly, because somebody told me one time that you should go into relationships with any like out of the world expectation. Or you should just go in there open minded. But sometimes me if you preach me, I say, but with the all them people are staying out to the world from a female's perspective, them boy. Yeah. You better go do your research, man, and do a checklist and tick off what you can handle. Because if you just go in there and I say, yo, but just go in there with an open mind and just, you know, make it flow. It come like say, it don't make no sense, Ravi. Whether but you really and truly go do your checklist and realize, alright, him do this, him do that. Can I handle all of that? And then you just leave it.
Yeah, me have to, like, me personally, me have to know what I go. Me have to know, say, alright, she did have this amount of man before. When she did that X and Y, she did do X and Y with X and Y. And then, boom, she did with this amount of Y, she did with this amount. So me can't know, say, alright. I can't always take our word for it because see there she capable of giving up. Not saying that people can't change, so people don't get me wrong. People can change, yes. But you have to have certain levels of expectation. So when something happens, you're not overly disappointed. Because expectations lead to disappointments. So if your expectation upon a level, if the disappointment happens, not saying that it always will, then I don't know, say you're upon a level, say you're not really vexed because you're the kind of expect in the first place.
Yeah, that is one thing I'm slowly learning, not to expect too much, just to let things flow to some extent. Still have those little expectations, you know,
of
just
course.
Let things flow to some extent. Because if you don't have expectations, then what the purpose of the relationship? So have the basic expectations, then you want
right.
trust.
Earn everything else.
Yeah, you want trust, loyalty.
Right.
You want
things
respect.
I'm not supposed to ask for.
Yeah, you want respect. You want it to be where it all now a partnership is not an ownership. You understand?
Right.
So those are the basic expectations. But anything else like you expect the person for you, do this for you, do that for you. Like,
everything else is
like
a bonus.
Yeah,
everything
is a bonus, but go in there with the basic expectation.
Right.
But don't go over there, you know, expecting
the world. And then,
exactly.
Because that only you set up yourself for disappointment, and days where you sit down and be like,
and
what
sometimes
did I do?
Those
and
expectations lead you into people that you really don't need in your life. So you will have someone, no, as a female. If me go in a relationship or see a youth and have these expectations, like, oh, he must be able to provide this for me, give me money, all of that. Yeah, could probably attract some people where have nothing, but they must stunt like they have sitting.
And not worth it.
They're not worth it.
Yeah, they're not worth the time and effort. Like,
so sometimes it's what you think is actually what it manifests in front of you. You have some people who lucky who think that, and then boy, they just find the perfect man. But not like. You have some people who just lucky like that. Like, there's some relationships
yeah, one
out
go,
there.
And just get one go and then grow together and then marry young and then favor together and all these wonderful
yeah,
things.
But... I don't know if we're lucky so.
Half are we not lucky so, I'm sorry.
We're like, not lucky so, I forgot you.
Only part time we go pick shit. Literally. Only part time. Only part. And we're just being honest. Like, only part time we go through certain stuff. But I'll be like, yo, I wasted X amount of time with X amount of people. That me know say, yo, if me did invest my time with somebody else, would I reach somewhere else? And sometimes you look back, you'll be like, yo, I could have done. But how I look at it is that everybody that you wasted time on, you can't call it waste of time, you call it learned experiences.
Yeah,
because
you have
certain
to look at it
not
and look at it positively.
Yeah,
because
so
you learn
stuff.
Something from it. I'm not going to lie, I've been through a situation where me learn now, say listen.
Right, so and
you
certain something
you
know,
everybody,
twice.
You do something for the person and then it end up turn out into something else. So you just say, you know what, guess what? You just have to do what makes you feel comfortable. If the person can't accept that, then move on. I'm not saying that you should not compromise, you know, guys. But there are certain things that me believe, say, what you allow for. There are certain things we believe, say, if we compromise for you, there's no... Okay.
Let it's me, not happening.
Let me stop right there. Guys, I don't mean to leave you out of the joke, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a side joke. I shouldn't have laughed. That's so unprofessional of me. Alright. So, there's a good... So, back to the initial question. There's a good part of... No! I wasn't ready.
Sorry.
Alright. So, back to the initial question. If we like... If we prefer pre-arranged marriage as opposed to going out there and dating for yourself. Yeah, I said this on an episode that I came on with Tori before. We don't date much. Like most people don't even know how to date. And I think I'm going to do that on my podcast. I'm going to do like, why don't we date? I think that's going to be the topic
sometimes,
one of them weekend.
Sometimes you want to date and then somebody just force it. That's it and you're not even ready.
Because, you know,
especially when you're young. I'm not going to lie. Me, you know, most of them know, I'm 20. And... A lot of people say I'm mature for my age.
You are. We have to give props to that for sure. You're very
but
mature.
But sometimes, as humans, we do falter. And we meet some people where give you energy, like, say, you know, you're young and they want to help you. And Really and truly.
It's not much of a help.
It's not much
of a
help.
They could have kept that.
Me are more like the asset to them than they are to me.
Yeah, I understand. We don't want that.
So, and I'm not trying to be braggadocious. Yes, that is a word. Braggadocious. Yes.
That's true.
Yeah. I'm not trying to be braggadocious or anything, but really and truly, I'm not saying that I am rich and I have a bag of money or whatever, but what I bring to the table
is often more than what the other person is bringing.
Often more, yeah.
Trust me.
Because me as somebody who will come up and me and try to set my life in a certain way, you know, you want a pit in my future.
Yes.
Yes, so me yes. Go want to pick them fit all right. Yeah. Me go want my little things.
Yeah, we're done struggling. Struggling, yeah, done.
Most of what me have to bring to the table, it's way more than the other person. And most times me end up putting in so much and getting back so little. And sometimes it's really hard. So sometimes I have thought about it. Me sit down and talk to mommy. Sometimes me feel like mother does make she just choose somebody for me. Somebody will make sense.
And
or if she have a friend.
And you know so she choose somebody will make sense. Even if it necessarily does not work out, it's not going to be because the person is just an overall asshole.
Exactly.
It's going to happen because like certain little differences only have personally in a match. But me 100% sure if me didn't make my mother pick sometime, some people I'm going to go through, them wouldn't even cross the border. Because my mother would be like, next. Because my mother, she's terrible.
Next.
My mother don't know she'll know, so yo, she'll be like, not for my son. So.
But one thing I rate with my mother though, as a parent, even if she not, you know, approve of certain things with the person, she will never judge her. She'll never say to me, say, yo, Tori, no bother with that. She'll always say to me, say, be careful. Just, you know, keep it by your body. You grow your rights. Even though sometimes me lick my head, me not gonna lie, I'm not perfect. But she always tell me, say, yo, keep it head by your body. And don't make nobody take your spin, you're an idiot.
Well, my mother don't normally say nothing either, but my mother face can't hide nothing. So me know when she don't like her. Me don't know. As soon as she step through the door, I'm like, mom, you know, say X and Y, X and Y. If the face make up a certain type of way, me know, say, this one I got wrong.
But I still have to appreciate her, because you know you have some parents where if they don't like the person.
My mother says she not get involved, sorry.
I mean, the person, like in the movie, act like a daddy, think like a man. With the guy who's a mama's boy, and the mother never liked the girl, and how the mother used to go on pon the girl and make hell, and me have to grateful for my mother in the state. So,
no, my mother not time for that.
That would have just make things ten times worse for me.
But trust me, it's a whole thing, and sometimes I'm saying that arranged marriages would have been. I mean, like the Indian way where them pick them from they're small. I mean, like when they reach like 20, 21, them be like, all right. I think X and Y I get older now, so I think they need to start date for settle down. I'm like that person after there, and it's our, and we just give it a chance.
Yeah, but even if you not to like go out and choose the person, but you know, as a guide
and say, yo, you know, what about X and Y? Give it a chance.
As mommy's a guide, I think sometimes I probably need to go to where for my car be more of a, you know,
somebody
who just pave the road and just say, yo, this is the person.
This
go
what,
to the person. Push me
what,
to the...
This is what you think
honestly,
should be required for X and Y. Because...
As much as me young guys, me are telling them, say... Enough grass is out there. Me not have enough... Me not say me have enough experience to say, oh, you know, all man of grass is... Because you can't say that.
Yeah, because we're not condoning that.
Right. Yeah, as Raviv did say...
Yeah, we're not condoning that.
Talk who you are, talk as say, grass is...
Yeah.
Say,
John
brought a grass.
John from up a great pan of crosses. Yeah.
But.
Can't have one of crosses. I've done a bunch of crosses. Sorry. Not having it.
I'm not going to lie. I think too sometimes why the whole dating thing don't work out for me. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie to you guys. Sometimes me see some red flag in that person name. And you know, like, you really like the person. You decide to say, oh, you know, let's just move past that. Maybe they have other traits where they can't work.
Okay, while the British are in a red flag. Red flag.
But the way I mean, see it, if you see some red flag, you know, maybe take out that.
Yeah, and you have to be able to know which ones you can manage and which one you can't. And nobody try to take up things that you can't manage. You know, say, yo, this man have only a girl and in their own him and you're jealous. No, take up that the red flag. They pick another struggle. You can't
And if you know, say you have a talk to a girl where she friendly, but she know her limits with, you know.
And you're jealous. Pick another struggle.
Pick another struggle, brother, because guess what? Relationship is not about, you know.
Pick a girl who lock up in her house and not come out and
yeah,
all them
and
things.
Nobody don't know her from Adams, and she just
else.
Go work, go back home, or go school, yeah. Go back home, and that's it. She don't talk to nobody. She don't depend on
social media. Yeah, if you know the struggle, you have to talk to.
Because at the end of the day, if you are older than it, for instance, you are older than the person that you're dating somebody, the female is younger than the male, right? And the female is coming up. As a male, you have to understand, say, listen, she still have her life ahead of her. She's still trying to build herself. So I can't lock her down like that. You understand? I still have to let her flourish. And I have to trust her enough, you know, say, listen, she a go go there, she a go meet a bag of males, but you know, say, at the end
right
of the day,
thing.
Say, she gonna come back to me. And if you can't do that,
leave her alone.
Just leave it point blank. Weird.
Yeah, people have to pick a straight. You have to know which struggle you have to pick. Like,
yeah, man.
Like for me, I remember dating somebody, and my struggle with her was everything she posts. Me mean, we could have name a party. Pick up on Instagram. Remember that, like, yo. And let me tell you, and personally, no, I am not that type of person. I'm the person who. Alright, I'll go somewhere, I'll take a few pictures. But you now see them till like a week after. When other people like, yo, when ago? I said, oh, you know, like a week ago. No, eh. That the girl is mad, they're thrilled if you kill me. Then I just look on her Instagram and be like,
so, oh,
update status,
oh,
then they are so.
So we can't go kill
or
them.
I go for them, you know. And it was something
wet
that
up,
me used
up,
to hate. And I'm like, yo, I cannot manage this struggle right or so.
I can't, if I can't manage it, you just cut it.
And after that, you know, so we just had to just leave it there, so because. I can't want go around changing the people them daughter. If I saw she stay,
you not expect nobody to change you. So
I'm not planning to change drastically for nobody either.
But as I talk about change, a lot of persons don't know the difference between change and compromise, you know.
Oh yeah, that's
if you're in a relationship that. And you tell the person, say, yo, me not like this, me not like this, you know, and whatever. Them are gonna try, them are gonna say, oh, you try change me. No, it's not a matter of changing you, it's about compromise. So if I don't like something, expect, say, alright then.
Because
if,
you don't like
it. If it's something that you do on a constant, but when I don't like when you do it around me,
then
you just don't do it around me.
Like we have to learn, especially as men, we have to learn, say, yo. Compromising is something that we have to do.
Yeah,
we
because
we have no choice.
Sorry, Raviv, I'm gonna bring in a dish too. No, don't take it by yourself, a joke. But as me say, guys, I may not have a lot of experience, but I can talk from what I know. Enough man no like compromise. Period. Them don't like compromise. Them feel say you as a female, and then when you come on to compromise, you compromise as a female, you know. Most of them feel like that is to say that oh, them own you and they have your head on lock. When you just try to make them feel comfortable. And that is the messed up part about it.
Like,
that is the messed up part about it. So me compromise just to make you happy. But you won't feel like, say, I own you, own me. Then, no, sir, brother. Get to step in. You know, go control me.
Like, it's a whole thing.
If me do something to please you, you shouldn't look at it as you owning me or controlling
me. Or getting you for this.
Yeah, it's just to make you happy, just to make the relationship work. And that's how a relationship should be.
Trust me.
Because if me ask you for do something for me expect you to do it willingly.
There's a lot of stuff that we have to compromise on. Like, even for me personally, I'm not a talk on the phone person. But every once in a while, the female call, they have to be like, all right, Javiv. As much as you're not the talk on the phone person for 2-3 hours, if you have to bust a 2-3 hours once in a while, just to make sure she's okay.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong. Because guess what, Virgin? She could call somebody else. And you don't want that to happen. If she's a talk on the phone person, she might just call somebody else. And that's going to be your fault because you never answer the phone. And you can't go blame nobody but yourself. Even though say, yo, she shouldn't go out there and call nobody. But still, if she want to talk and you're not available to talk, what is she going to do? Not talk to anybody? That, I know, so you're worried. We can't expect them the expectations from people.
That is true. And
sometimes
then,
we call some things from ourselves, man.
And then some people expect, say, okay. Like, for instance, yeah, say, she like to talk on the phone, but you compromise and say, whatever. It's like, if you want to talk to her, she not talk to nobody else. And then overall, no, you just don't want her to talk to nobody else. Like, she just lock with herself. And
she don't work like that after my daddy.
That,
coming over, no, I'm not tired, daddy. I'm sorry. Like, Raviv. But that's true, me's not her daddy. Like, them they sound like daddy talk, and me's not her daddy.
Raviv, I'm going to make this declaration right to the podcast. You need a good wife. Anybody out there want a wife of Raviv? Just link me in my inbox, me send him number, and send you straight to him. He would have to still do the, you know, whole
yeah, but
interview
but
of it all. But boy,
me, I'm not her dad. Why, like, why am I gonna try to do it?
This
sound
good to me.
Run the people in head. No.
This
sound
really good to me.
Matter, I must allow you to do whatever it is that you want, and then from that, me realize which by your standards and which by your ex day and which by your ex and why day. Because guess what? If me gonna try to control every single thing we do, who am I gonna know? Say when you're finally alone and I am not there, that you'll make the right decision.
Yeah, because the same thing with like kids. If you try to lock with the kid them,
exactly,
them gonna go out there and try find a loophole to do it themselves.
Exactly. Like I've said it to some of my friends before, you know. Them be like, everyone gonna want go, but don't want him gonna go by himself. Guess what? The one moment him by himself, I'm gonna be like, yeah, she finally there, I'm gonna try to do something. You see, yep. Sometimes you have to allow him some space or allow her some space where she can make decisions for herself, where you can see the type of person that you're talking to. Because you might end up a waste years with that person where the only reason why they were acting right was because you had them under control. And the moment it is now that you give them some space, they mess it up. And you end up realizing, yo, this person was not the person who I thought he or she was. And
because
it messed up the
world.
Give people space.
Yeah, because sometimes they force the person to just pretend. To just do it because
perfectly said.
She annoyed me. And me still kind of like, I don't want her to feel bad. So I'm just going to do it just to please her.
Perfectly,
but really and truly, the person don't want to do it. And then now, you see, you end up mess up the relationship at the end of the day. So you better you just... going into a relationship, though, from my what I believe it should be a partnership. It should be the both parties should be understanding, loyal to them one another, and they must be trust. There's no way in hell there cannot be any form of trust in a relationship. Me hear somebody tell me the other day, say you earn trust.
You have to go in there with trust.
Earning trust is when you break the trust and the person
right,
that try to get it back from you.
But you have to go
you.
In there with
but you
that.
Have to go in
you
there
can't
with
go
trust.
In there not trusting nobody. Oh, that's going to work.
Then even not trust the person what they're in
a relationship.
What's the
whole point of the relationship?
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
And you must have seen something in me. Why you decide to start a relationship with me? Me must have seen something in you. Why me decide to start a relationship
with
you?
And I'm trusting.
So I am trusting
that you're not going to mess it up.
Exactly.
So
and
you have to trust me at some point.
Exactly.
In time.
And we're not saying that everybody's perfect or anybody's perfect, but you can't go in a relationship, man, and there's no form of trust. Then what
it's
the hell?
It's crazy. It's crazy.
No make no sense. But you just call it quits and say, oh. You go on your ways, me go on my ways.
So you know what? Thinking back to the question, I don't think I'd be all that mad at an arranged marriage. Because guess what? Like right now, me know who my mother like. What I'd be like, if she could pick a person for me for deal with, I know who that person is. Come here, she mutter it one time. And you know, to be honest, I would not be mad at it. It's like as somebody I know a long time, and me and them grow together, and I'm be like, me think about it, and say, well, you know, if like, life did work out that the way they. I'd be mad. I'd be like, alright, I guess.
If life
works out
the
okay.
way they, then just do it same way.
I guess it's alright.
Nobody talk about
no, but she have her own life.
Oh lord.
You forgot to she have her own. What do you know? We not.
Then
we
you need to find
but,
out
but
and make
she have her own.
Shoot a shot.
Stuff like that. You know who they are, shoot shot. Everybody will have woman already. Yo. Always the husband them and the people them have and people them have woman out there shoot shot now, and the single people them out there just a test water and a tiptoe. Them people just a splash. Them just a shoot endless buckets shot after Steph Curry range.
You have some of them. Me not lie to
them
you. Have,
not like.
You have some of them who come to your plane and shoot. Say, look, I'm a woman and thing.
But me
like, like you.
I'm
a want some. Yeah. So you know whatever. And if you realize, say, oh, your feelings are getting out of the way and whatever, you know, say,
we'll
you have to cut
this.
The link. So that simply means, say, you know, say, as Cranium say, after 9 o'clock, she can't call me.
Nobody
you can't see her wife. You can't see her wife a road and touch the, yeah, I'm trying to link. Nothing, you just have to easy. You say, me? Sorry. Sorry, goods, me can't do it.
I'm sorry, like.
Me not say, me want my man to have a side chicken or nothing. But me have to be the wife. Sorry.
Like, I don't
me have to be the wife. Ring upon the finger and all these things.
I don't know. I would be mad at an arranged marriage. I like having the choice to choose for myself. But me know the taste of my mother have.
Yeah.
And in long and short, in all of this that we've been talking for like a half an hour, I would not be mad at it.
I don't think I would be
dependent
mad at it.
But it depends on the parents you have, because some of the parents now notice, but now there's no lie. I'm sorry to say, some of the parents now notice.
Nice. Because
some girls. Oi, I'm telling you the truth. I know so we need to wrap up here now, but I'm telling you. Some of the parents now notice out there, you know. I say, listen to me. We've been seeing your daddies, you know. We've been seeing your daddy. We know what
to do. We know
what kind of man.
Experience is a hell of a thing to you, Ravi, because some parents probably take up some.
What they done never talk to ever again.
Yeah.
Never.
They go through that, them wouldn't know who to pick
for
them.
For you, right.
Because.
So that's what I say. It depends on the type of parenting. You know your parent.
Go through fear or something, so she wouldn't know the perfect person for me right now.
My mother don't know it. My mother doesn't know it. She wouldn't want.
Yeah, she not go look for it.
You know, go through nothing what me go through.
Yeah, you know we don't want perfection because nothing is perfect, but she don't know the right person to pick for me for say. You know, Tori.
I think you'd like X and Y.
But now I lie to you, my supervisor, I tried to send you up with somebody cash. I said, why, Tori? You are going to choose. Yeah, you are trying to too much crosses. No, man, see, you need somebody.
Yeah, get the crosses out of your way, man. I'm not telling a lie, I get a drip up like that. That's why I love my friends. Friends, them drip me. But remember, man, a couple years ago, my friend, them drip me. Yo, too much flaka. I'm like, oh. Sorry, I thought you liked it. No. My friend, I'm terrible, you know? Terrible bad.
I'm not going to behave like I am a perfectionist because even today I was talking to someone on the phone and they were saying, you know, you can also be troublesome to another person in terms of a relationship because certain things where you not like, the person might find an issue with that and say, yo, the girl just, you know? That's whatever, true. Whatever. So you have to be mindful that you can be a problem to somebody else too.
Yeah, and I learned that the hard way. I thought I was doing everything perfectly, and I thought everything was
fine.
Yeah,
everybody picky. Because
seemingly I was not enough, and yeah, at one point in time, no guys, you have to realize, say, yo, you are enough for you.
Yep.
And you can't make nobody feel like, say, yo, you're not doing enough when you're guilty, and you're just not doing the right thing for that person.
Yeah.
You say you not do the right thing.
Overall, I true that.
You're just not right for that person and you just have to move on.
And people need to accept that too. Because I think a lot of people sit down in relationships.
Yeah.
Because they must say, you know, them know.
Listen me, I remember telling my ex this, like when we broke up. And it wasn't anything that was volatile. It wasn't anything that was harsh. I just told her, say, I think all this time I've been grooming you for another person. I don't think I've been grooming you for me.
Me telling the ladies, wanna send me a number, but me send it to Raviv and then him do the whole interview like, session. Cause honestly, this no sound like one regular man to me.
Like,
which man I go tell them ex that or woman say yo, me a broke up with somebody else?
We just sitting down and
Raviv, me
realized say yo, it wasn't going the way how I thought it should have been. I just look on her and be like, yo. I think I've been grooming.
Guys, I'm giving
Raviv
a big hug right now because he deserves it.
Because obviously all the things that we've been through and the way how I show you how we're supposed to behave, how you're supposed to act around certain things, how you're supposed to handle certain situations. I don't think you're for me. And I wish you all the best. I know you'll find somebody to love you. But I don't think I am that person. And that doesn't mean I don't love her. Because I loved her to the bottom. But I just realized, she was not for me. And she couldn't love me the way how me love she. I'm not hurt up myself like that. That seemed like
a recipe for disaster. That's
a
next level of maturity. And I really hope I reach there. Well, I think I am there to some extent. But boy, that is some next level of maturity.
Trust me. And
I don't know if people can do that in a
relationship. And she's okay now. And she fine or she for fine. And I think she's happy. Matter of fact, I hope she's happy. Because I have nothing against her. Like, I'll text and say, yo, happy birthday, yeah, man. You alright? You good? I mean, I have nothing against her. I just want, as long as she's happy, me good. And if she's not happy, for your business, that's still.
Yeah,
but,
exactly. But that's
not. I have nothing against her. Why wouldn't I want to see her happy? Like, yo.
Like, yeah, you have some, even some ex, you just have some ex where you just end on a good note. And
it's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. Okay.
And if your partner coming in your life after your ex in and want to let yourself tap chat to them, like, no?
this is a part of my life.
Just know my limit.
We just know say how many person not there. Yeah. No, we not have no nothing.
We not no beef. But nothing.
We are right.
Yes,
this if this man broke down a road, then can call me and say, "Yo, Raviv, you know X and Y." I'm say, "All right, I'm come carry a tire or something. I will get the tire fixed." Okay.
But maturity, that is the thing. A lot of these people don't know maturity.
I understand, but it is what it is. Like,
because a lot of persons tie age to maturity.
I understand.
Me learn that. What do you say?
Cause
I don't age make you mature, sweetie.
Like me, I've given up when it comes to.
I don't age.
Me up that date 40 year old and acting like a child same way. Well, yo.
What is this?
What?
Who am I? Me supposed to be the 40 year old.
Thinking I'd be the one that acting all immature and shit. I like, no. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying all of us don't have some immature ways, because we're still growing. I'm still getting to learn
my immaturity is very fun. Like, me, I like having fun.
No, I'm not talking about like immature, so, like having fun, because that's nothing wrong with that.
But that like, is where my immaturity
things
stands.
In a relationship where you're, you know, immature with, but some people, them immaturity upon our next level, Jaja. You have to say, a little high school thing you would have
done. Like, you're a waste of my time, effort, and money. Especially my money. Because you know if I go where I can't, you don't eat and I go pay a bill come here, man. But, yo.
Somebody said to me, Tori, you are a 20-year-old. I'm not saying that you are fully mature in every area of your life. But the road that you're taking, you are getting there. And to be honest, you are 20 in your body and everything. But in your mind, you're 40. When somebody says something, I laugh and I say,
it's true, though. But guess what, guys? I am not.
And then most of my friends are like that too. So I guess I just, you know, and my mother is, you know, always been mature. So it just rub off on me. But yeah.
And guess what? I'm not going to give y'all no more. Y'all going to have to tell Teresa, yo, y'all want me to come back. Manala, if she don't send me some screenshot of some stuff, be like, yo, them say them want me back, me not coming back. So yo, you have to make sure you know, say, yo, oh, you know. That guy with a very nice voice. So you have to tell her, say, yo, that guy with a very nice voice, he must come back. Yeah.
But in conclusion, we just agree, say, honestly, arranged marriage sounds pretty interesting right now.
Yeah. Seem like it's not sounding like a bad idea. Like,
it's not
sounding like
a bad idea at all. But you guys can let me know what you think, if you prefer arranged marriage or, you know, go out there and choose it one.
Yeah, go on Instagram and go follow a weekly dose of therapy.
Yeah.
And beer things, follow it up and thing.
This is a man's world.
Oh, yeah, y'all can go and follow Instagram underscore. This is a man's world underscore.
I'm not good with Instagram.
But yeah.
If not, remember say about Instagram
but,
page.
But yeah, it coming, don't worry. I'm getting there. You know, I'm going to get a social media manager. This is not going to work for me.
You know, some of my page on me, I wonder if I forget one joke.
I'm dead as going to get a social media manager. I can't manage all of this, but. Go follow Weekly Dose of Therapy. Go follow underscore This is a Man's World underscore. And yeah, listen to the podcast and enjoy up on yourself and all these wonderful things.
And
guys,
tell us what you think.
Yeah.
We always love the feedback and the support.
Of course. I know where we send someone the screenshots from Instagram and all these things.
I'm
and
like,
show
yeah,
them out. And yeah.
You say it have a buzz. But
yeah.
Have a buzz.
What you mean? Yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
Alright, guys. So thank you so much for the love and support every week. And just keep safe, observe the protocols as usual. Bye!
Bye!